Today, on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland teaches you the power of faith-filled words. Become a doer of the Word and use Scripture as your foundation to say it by faith. Now let's join Kenneth.
Now we've read all of these scriptures about the Word. Put away from you a disobedient mouth. The tongue of the wise is health. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. Wholesome tongue is a tree of life. A fool's mouth is his destruction. Your words are stout against me. Then death and life are in the power of the tongue. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable to you, O Lord. And then Psalm 89:34. And yesterday we didn't get into that one. My covenant, this is God, will I not break nor alter the things that have gone out of my lips. Now remember, we read yesterday where Jesus said that you are condemned by your words and you are justified by your words. This is the reason why it is so important not to have a disobedient mouth. So now, we talked about the scripture that said, let the weak say, I am strong. Now most people talk about all the time how weak and tired and painful and all that they are. I'm talking about Christians, forget about the rest of the world. And I'm talking about people that are supposed to know something about faith and still talking that way. Because without the Word of God, you cannot tame your tongue. Amen. Now, Brother Copeland, you know in the book of James, it says no man can tame the tongue. That's right. Well, then what are you talking about? I'm not taming my tongue. The Word of God in my mouth has tamed my tongue. Yes, sir. If you'll study, okay. Let's go to the book of James. I'm going to read you this. Anyway, I've been started wanting to read this yesterday, and I'm going to read it before we go over to James. You can be looking it up, but I'm going to go ahead and read this because I use this. Gloria and I both use this. This is your treadmill scripture. This is where you hit the street. This is where you exercise. This is where you get strong. Hast thou not, 28th verse, hast thou not heard that everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is weary, no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint. So the faint don't need to be going around saying, I'm faint. To whom that have no might, he increases strength. Long as you're saying, I'm tired and weary and weak, there's not anything to make you strong. Well, when I get strong, I'll say I'm strong. Well, what's going to make you strong? No. Well, when I feel some heat, I'll put in some wood. No, it don't work that way, darling. You got to put the wood in before you get the heat. What if God had stood up and said, man, it's dark. It would be dark today. No, he calls things that be not as though they were. And so did Abraham. And so do we. They, verse 31, they that wait, that word wait is translated hope, expect, and trust. They that hope, expect, and trust upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they'll walk and not faint. Glory be to God. Amen. Put those words in your mouth. That's where your strength comes from. Now, where the discipline comes in is putting it in there when your whole mind and your whole body are telling you that this is not you right now. That's the reason you need to be saying this. That's the reason you need to spend time reading this and saying this before you ever get tired. This is a daily diet of faith. I don't have time, Brother Copeland. Well, then quit your job, learn how to walk by faith, and get a better job on less time. Yeah. You think I'm just being funny? That came out of the Spirit of God. Yes. You don't owe that job anything. Right. Well, Brother Copeland, that's where I get my living. That's what's wrong with you. That's the reason you're broke. Don't you be mad at me. I didn't come here to play church with you. Now you smile. But God is very stern about this. What'll I do? Red words. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That is his right way of doing things. And all these things will be added to you. You seek him about your job. When you get up in the morning, you're not going to work to earn. You're going to work to serve. You're a soldier in the army of the Lord. We're on assignment. Nowhere in the Bible it says for you to earn your money. Oh, I'm just getting all over you, aren't I? Well, let me ask you this, folks. How did you get saved? By grace through faith, right? Did you earn it? If you did, you didn't get it. You got something else. Well, let me ask you this. How did you get your healing? Did you earn your healing?
No.
I mean, you presented God. You said, now, God, I've done all this and I've worked real hard now. Now, you're supposed to heal me. I deserve this. No. No way. Right? What made you think you had to earn your money? The just shall live by faith. Oh, well, I'll just quit and won't work. No, you don't work, you don't eat. Well, what am I going to do? You're going to put faith first. You're going to seek first the kingdom of God. You're going to seek his face. You're going to seek his word. You're going to do what he said. You're going to tithe, and you're going to do it with a smile on your face, and you're going to lay a faith claim to every blessing that tithe brings, which is the blessing of the Lord, which is the blessing of Abraham. And Proverbs 10:22 says, blessing of the Lord will make you rich. Now, what else you want? Well, Brother Copeland, you know what the Word of God says about money. Money will ruin you. Well, it does say that. It says money ruineth the fool. And then the Bible tells you all kind of ways not to be a fool. So quit being a fool. Do what Jesus said and start prospering. See, Trace, you can do this while you're in school, man. When I went to ORU, and I'm scripturally illiterate when I got there, but I'm crying out to God. I got two little kids. What am I going to do? Have you ever heard that? What am I going to do now? 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 Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm so tired. I'm so weak. I'm so broke. Oh, God. I'm so tired. I'm so weak. I'm so broke. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Shut up! Change that. I know what I'm going to do now, Mr. Devil. I'm going to go to bed and get a good night's sleep. I'm going to get up in the morning praising God. I'm going to claim my tithing rights. I'm going to claim the Word of God with my faith. I'm going to go have victory today over the devil. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. That's what I'm going to do. And you can just get your sorry self out of the way or get run slap over. I'm done listening to you, devil. You're a liar and the father of it. And I refuse to say I'm tired. I refuse to say I'm broke. I refuse to say I'm down. I'm not down, I'm up. Yeah.
I refuse to bow the knee of my confession of faith. Put his words in your mouth. Well, Brother Copeland, that just thrills me to death. If you say so.
Right.
We first started this, Gloria and I made us an agreement. We're going to watch one another's mouth because you say things you don't even know you said them.
Right.
We didn't read James, did we? Thank you, Lord. Jump over there right quick. Get away. Get over there. Get over there. Get away. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord, for doing this for me. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 3. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If a man offend not in word, that means with his mouth, right? The same is a mature man. And able also, read it, to bridle his whole body. Wow. Now notice this. We put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us and turn about their whole body. He is saying your mouth is like handing God the reins.
Wow.
Amen. But you have to be saying strong instead of weak. Because if you don't, you just keep saying what you have, you keep having what you have. If you think you can continue to say the same thing and change what you have, you are insane. That's the definition of insane. It's doing the same thing over and over and over and over again and then eventually get different results. Can't do that. But now notice this. The ships, which though they be so great, driven by fierce winds, yet are they turned about by a very small helm or by the rudder, wherever the governor commands. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Now think about all those words that we read and throughout when Jesus said, you're justified by your words, condemned by your words, you stand in judgment for every idle and operative word. Those are the scared me to death, thrilled me to death, blah, blah, blah. Now, he said the tongue is a little member, boasts great things. How great a matter a little fire kindles. You know what kindling is? Most of you kids don't. You know what a thermostat is. No. I just remember this so vividly. I was just a young boy, and we were out in the woods. I was out in the woods with my dad, and we were going to start us a fire. Well, I got the matches, and I took a match, stuck it under a log, a limb of wood about that big. I just holding that match to it. Daddy kind of laughed. He said, son, that whole box of matches ain't going to set that thing on fire. He said, it's too big. Oh, well, yeah. He said, you need some kindling.
Right.
So what do? You start off with something small because it's easy to light. Then you take a little bigger one, stick in there, and it lights that. Take a little bigger one, and a little bigger one, and a little bigger one, and eventually you put that log on there. Right. That's what he's talking about. This is the kindling. It starts the whole thing. Now, if you don't know the Bible, if you don't know what God said, and I'm talking about revelation of the Bible, if you don't know these things we're talking about,
you won't have a clue what got you into this mess. But death and life are in the power of your words. Did it say it or not?
Yes.
Well, I just don't know whether I believe that or not. That's the reason it's killing you. But it's working. Amen. Now, I really get this. Really take hold of this. Verse 7. Every kind of beast, birds, serpents, things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. Or the Greek says the nature or by natural man. These are natural animals, and you don't have to be a Christian to tame a horse or to train a horse. It helps, but you don't have to be. But the tongue can no man tame. Well, now, wait a minute. Now, wait. No, no. No, that's not what he said. The tongue cannot be tamed of natural man. No more. You can tame animals with it, but you can't tame this tongue with it, because this tongue is a spiritual instrument. And natural human carnal man can't tame a spiritual instrument with a carnal power. So, but then he goes to tell how you can. Herewith bless we God, even the Father, and we curse with men which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not be so. Now, he goes ahead and talks about this, but I'm going to get to the bottom line of this. Verse 14. If you have bitter envying and strife, underline the word strife, put stars around it, arrows, something pointing to it. Strive in your heart, glory not, and lie not against the truth. Don't be saying things that are not the word of God about you or anybody else. This wisdom descends not from above. The bitter envying, strife in your heart, descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Faith works by love. Strife is the opposite of that. But the wisdom, the wisdom that is from above, Luke 11:49, Jesus referred to the Word as the wisdom of God. This wisdom descends from above. He's talking about the Word. Is first pure, then peaceable, then gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy, full of good fruit, without partiality. Anybody can do it, sinner or saint, because that's the way the sinner got saved. Right there. Glory to God. But look at this. It is without hypocrisy. When I say I'm healed because the Word says I'm healed, I am not being a hypocrite. I am confessing with my Father God. That's shouting ground right there. I'm telling you. That'll make you run around your bedroom, brother. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can turn it with this mouth. But it takes diligence, it takes commitment, it takes time, it takes prayer, and most of all, it takes quality time in the Word of God first. Amen. An absolute commitment to not compromise it. It says I'm healed. I'm going to get up and walk. If I fall dead on my face. Because my next step will be looking in the eyes of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
There's something special about faith people that refuse to compromise it. Ask Stephen. Jesus stood up and welcomed the boy home because he wouldn't compromise.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Words won't work without any faith, more than faith will work without words. It takes both of them to put the law of faith in motion. It's the words that come from the heart that produce results. The person who just throws in a couple of faith words now and then isn't speaking them from the abundance of his heart, so they're not effective. Speaking words of faith is good spiritual exercise. If you'll continue to say them, the truth in them will begin to sink in. They'll take root in your heart and begin to grow. And eventually, you really will be speaking from the abundance of your heart, and you'll see those mountains move.
Order your free copy of the Faith-Filled Words Dominate CD series today by calling 800-600-7395 or by going to our website at kcm.org/tvspecial. Faith-filled words have the power to change everything in your life. When you believe and speak God's word, you will receive His promises for your life. Request your copy today.
If you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, it's time to do it, sir. It's time to do it, ma'am. It's time for you right now. Every man, woman, boy, or girl, Jesus has given Himself for you. Well, Copeland, it sounds to me like you just make it too easy. I didn't do that. Jesus is the one that did that. He did all the hard part. I'm telling you, He went to hell for you. And He suffered what no man has ever before or ever will suffer. So you and I don't have to go. He bore our sicknesses, our pains and weaknesses, so that we don't have to bear them. Amen. Well, Brother Copeland, I'd like to do that. I've heard these words, and well, that's good. Just close your eyes and put one hand over your heart and raise your hand towards heaven. Just keep your eyes closed. And say this, Father, I come to you, in the name of Jesus. Take my life and do something with it.
I've heard the word,
and I believe with all my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior.
I repent of sin.
I renounce it.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
Fill me
right now
with your precious Holy Spirit.
I receive him
into my life.
I fully expect
to speak in other tongues as the Holy Spirit gives me this divine language,
this prayer language,
this praise language.
Just because you love me,
I receive it.
I thank you with all of my heart.
Now just give him praise and thanksgiving for it. Amen.
Learn who you are in Christ and how to begin your new life in victory. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org/salvation. Jesus did it all for you. Receive His love and experience the good life God has for you. For additional teaching and free information on salvation, go to kcm.org/salvation. Continue to grow in God's Word with this week's product offer. Build your faith with these Word-based teaching materials. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Feed your spirit on the good news. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is filled with words of faith to build your life upon. Hear, read, and share testimonies from partners. Stay up to date wherever you are on our interactive online magazine. Since 1973, this free monthly magazine has brought words of encouragement from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other authors sharing the victorious life of faith. Sign up for your free subscription by calling or going online at kcm.org.
Community to me is about never being alone, that you always have people around you, that you're doing the same thing, going in the right direction together, and you're always developing and going to a higher level with people. And so it never feels like you have to do it on your own, but you're doing it as a team.
Community is letting your guard down and just being you.
Community is partnership.
Community is all about ministry.
A place to find friends.
A place to build relationships.
Doing life together.
It's a place to get together with family.
Community is unity and trust.
Community is a group of people you can rely on.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
I will. This is an act of your will, not your emotions. I will fear no evil. Why? Because my God's the biggest thing in the valley.
April 6th through 8th, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the 2017 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. June 15th through 17th, join the Copelands at the Dayton Victory Campaign at the Dayton Convention Center in Dayton, Ohio. July 31st through August 5th, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests for the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. November 9th through 11th, the Copelands invite you to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.